This is Michael. You're listening to Models of Masters, and I'm so grateful you're here. I'm breaking down personal stories, learned wisdom, and pieces of insight I hope can help you along your journey. Head over to my website, michaelbecker.org, for much more. And with that, let's get right into the show. Disruptors are commonly referenced in the high-tech space mostly as people who come along and shake up the status quo, providing this radical new system that often invalidates whatever was being relied upon previously. This new solution is always viewed as like the greatest thing since sliced bread by advocates, but as a tsunami by an incumbent unprepared for the innovation. Disruptors are obsessed with democratizing an affordable product for their market. They enhance value by orders of magnitude with new solutions, often deployed cheaply, that let them assemble massive user bases in much more economical ways than old methods. The platform economy has enabled and accentuated this with apps, networked products, and two-sided marketplaces. This is what it means to go meta on the industry, to develop and deploy something that invalidates or encapsulates everyone else. We've seen it across every industry. In healthcare, the infamous and now defunct Theranos, who aimed to make blood testing methods of the past completely obsolete with its one-prick testing technology. How about e-commerce? Amazon is getting closer to instantaneous delivery with drones and patents for other kinds of storage centers. And the price, compared to others and given the value add, basically nothing. I mean, $12.99 or whatever it is for Amazon Prime per month for almost immediate shipping, access to millions of products at the press of a button with cheaper prices than any other platform or provider. That's the democratization of value at scale. In hospitality, look at Airbnb, low-cost room rentals for a global market across the planet. They've democratized value and evolved far beyond the antiquated hotel industry in the process of building the platform. Food services, DoorDash, Instacart, Uber Eats, they've all cut out undesired excess around the grocery experience. With a few taps, your food's here in 20 minutes. And so sometimes this just means deciding to play where competition is least. The fact is, there's less people trying to do really hard stuff than relatively easy stuff. One reason I decided to co-found the neurotechnology startup that I'm working on now is because the barrier of entry is so high, while the upside, if it works, offers outsized potential for return and impact in the world. It's a high leverage space where you need very specific skills to even enter. And my co-founders happen to have those skills. But I sought out the opportunity with foresight, saying, okay, I can either continue to play in this space where there's literally millions of other providers, you know, whether you're talking about coaching or consulting or even the software game now, you know, looking forward to what's on the horizon, to what's coming, industries of the future, and saying, how can I position myself ahead of the curve, jumping on a mounting wave instead of trying to ride on the curtails of an existing one? That's really what thinking exponentially is all about. That's what thinking strategically is about. And so it is about playing bigger, not by killing the competition for the sake of doing so, but because this type of thinking is now the standard. And if you don't, someone else will. And so your goal, regardless of what you do, is to be the first to democratize value at scale for your entire niche, leading to unrestricted hypergrowth if you can scale it better and quicker than anyone else. The next 50 years will be dictated by a race to craft best-of-kind solutions that deliver 10 times as much value as the next best competitor at 10 times reduced cost, while maximizing ease of use and convenience for the consumer above all else. This is the key to winning the game long-term. So, what's the takeaway here? How can you refine your approach or alter what you're doing now so it invalidates the competition and lets you bring a 10 times better solution to market? Go ahead and list out 5 strategic or tactical pivots that you might be able to make in your business that would give the customer almost no choice but to go with you time after time. And these can be long-term pipe dream types of declarations or ideas. The point is to get them on paper, to start thinking higher leverage and start thinking more long-term, differentiation, even domination, because that's the only way to get to democratization. And that's where you need to be to win in this evolving market. That is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. My book, Content Capitalist, is now on sale. You can visit my website, michaelbecker.org, to grab your copy. There's also a link in the description. And if you'd like to learn more about what me and my team at Neocore are building, you can visit our website, neocore.co. You can learn more there and join the waitlist for when we launch later this year.